This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef has gained expanded access to Saudi Arabia. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The Saudi Food and Drug Authority recently announced that participation in the export verification program will no longer be required for U.S. beef exports to Saudi Arabia. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said this change, now fully implemented, removes a significant barrier for U.S. beef in a rapidly growing food service market.
What we're seeing here is a really large spending power, very young demographic, and a demographic that really depends on the food service segment. I would argue that it's probably the fastest growing food segment in the world and has been for more than a decade. So this recent announcement of simplifying the export process, eliminating the export verification program, and also allowing getting rid of some of the feed requirements in terms of the traceability of the feed, this will make it much easier and much more commercially viable for U.S. exporters to take advantage of the demand opportunities in Saudi. It'll take time to ramp up, but the fact that we have more access in terms of production that's eligible for Saudi, very, very exciting for the U.S. industry.
U.S. MEF Middle East Representative Rami Busala said the country could import $100 to $150 million of U.S. beef annually.
The second fastest growing food service sector in the world at the moment. So USMEF has been working closely for years now with the traders in Saudi Arabia to educate them on U.S. beef and try to increase the demand on U.S. beef products. So then when this EV program gets removed, which is now, we can have a great opportunity for U.S. beef in this market.
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.